弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
真是感谢主，让我跟我太太一分能够来到你们教会当中。
We thank God that my wife and I has a privilege to come to your church.
我们从来没有想到我们有一天会来到这个地方 Santa Barbara.
We have never thought that one day we will come to Santa Barbara.
这个地方对我们是陌生的地方。
This is a strange place for us.
但是教会是神的家，对我们却是那么的熟悉。
But the church is the house of God, and so we are very familiar with it.
我们真是感谢神，看到他，他的工作在各地兴起他的教会，能够让我们来到他的家当中，享受教会的温暖。
We thank God because He has raised up churches, and we can feel the warmth in the church.
我们来到这个 Santa Barbara, 神让我们开了很多的那个过去所看不到的事情。
So, when we came here, we have seen many things that we have yet to know.
我们住在这个林长老家，看到他们家的树竟然可以那个柠檬长到这个树上面。
We live in Elder Slin's house, and we actually see the lemon on the lemon tree.
你们听起来好像习以为常的样子。
To you, this may be a common thing.
可是对我们来说，好像从来没有看过。
But to us, that's a new thing.
但是我们在密西根地方也有你们所不知道的事情。
But we have things in Michigan that you don't know about.
刚才我在主日学分享过，感觉到你们好像对寒冷、对雪都有一股这个不安的感觉。
I was sharing this in the Sunday school, saying that you guys probably feel uncomfortable with the concept of snowing.
其实雪是非常美的。你听过雪花吗？雪花阵阵的飘下来。
Snow is actually quite beautiful when they falling down.
有一天我们在车子里面看到雪花一片片的飘下来，你可以用手接着这个雪花，是非常美的。
So one day we were in the car and you can actually pick up the snows coming down from sky.
当雪花撞击在你的车子前面的玻璃窗的时候，它散开那个结构，那个晶体晶晶的发亮，是非常的美，非常耀眼的。
So when a snow hits on your windshield, the crystal structure actually is quite beautiful.
我在植入学的时候也问大家，雪是白色的，还有什么东西比这个雪更白？
So I asked people what is whiter than snow?
这世界上只有一件，只有主耶稣基督的宝血把我们的罪恶洗净，我们就洁白跟雪一样。
So when the blood of Jesus cleanses us, we become white as snow.
所以我看到这个白白的雪，就能够深深的感受到主耶稣基督为我们死，洗净我们的罪，我们能够白白的，能够毫无瑕疵。
So when I see the snow, I feel that the blood of Jesus who cleanses us and will be white as snow.
好，现在让我们先做个祷告。
So let us have a word of prayer first.
我们在天上的阿爸父神
Heavenly Father,
我们真是感谢你让我们能够聚集在一起。
We thank you for us can get together.
让我们在敬拜的时候，无论台上讲的、台下听的，让我们一同蒙受造就。
We pray that you will edify us for people on the stage and also in the audience.
感谢你赐下主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We thank you for you giving us Jesus to be our Savior.
也把我们聚集在一起，在你的教会，在你的家当中，能够敬拜你。
And we thank you for gathering us to your house, and we can worship you together.
现在恳求你荣耀的宝座在我们当中。
May your glorious throne sit here.
你的圣灵运行在我们当中，教导我们所当学的。
And teach us through the Holy Spirit.
我们这样祷告、祈求、感恩，都是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
And we pray and give thanks in the glorious and victorious name of Jesus. Amen.
就像我刚讲的，我们来到这个神的家当中是何等的宝贵。
So just like what I said, we can come together, which is a precious thing.
我们基督徒是很不一样的。我们在这个世界上，我们有三个家。
So, well, unlike people in this world, we have three homes in this world.
世界上不信主的人只有一个家。
Those people who do not believe in God, there's only one home for them.
这三个家就是一个我们出生我们的父母的家。
So the three homes are the ones that we were born into, that is the house of our parents.
第二个家就是我们得救之后，就像我们今天我们来到教会，这是我们的第二个家。
Second home is for us who are in the church, which is our second home.
我们还有一个更美丽的家，是天家，圣经说是好的无比。
So there's another home that is heavenly home, that which is the beautiful place.
好，我们真是感谢神。好，那我首先让我们今天来读一下经文。
So today, let's us read a little bit about read the passage together.
好，让我们同声一起来念。
So let's read it together.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住。心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。所以，我们不丧胆。外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来，我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。我还记得在前年的时候，我们全家第一次去欧洲意大利旅行。
So I remember two years ago, our whole family went to Europe for vacation, to Italy for vacation.
我们休假一共十天，在最后一天的时候，我突然间发现我的眼睛前面满是跳动的黑影。
So it was a 10-day vacation. The last day, my eyes is filled of jumping shadows.
我立刻就知道不对劲，所以我赶快就进入了一个意大利医院，进入急诊。
I know something is wrong, so I went to an emergency room of an Italian hospital.
医生诊断的结果竟然是眼睛视网膜的拉伤。
The doctor diagnosed and say it's the retina tears in my eyes.
就立刻接受了紧急的医治，不然视网膜脱离是很危险的，会有失明的危险。
So I have to receive the immediate treatment. Otherwise, once if that tear actually tear apart, the retina tear apart, I may lose my sight.
我从来没有想到这事情会发生到我的身上，过去只是听到别人有这个视网膜的问题。
I never thought that this actually going to happen to me. In the past, I only heard these things happen to someone else.
今天竟然发生在我的身上，而且是在我们第一次在国外旅行的时候。
And this actually happened to me and while I was in a foreign land on vacation.
经过这一次，我知道，说实在的，我们人生是有苦难跟忧愁，下一刻什么事情来临，我们都不知道。
So that I truly feel that our life is filled with trouble and sorrow. What we don't really know what's going to happen next.
自有人类历史以来，苦难其实就一直的跟随着我们。
So suffering has been with us since the beginning of the history.
摩西说，我们一生的年日是70岁、80岁，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
So that's why Moses told us that our days may come to 70 years or 80 years if our strength endures, but it's just filled with trouble and sorrow, and we'll quickly fly away or pass and we fly away.
在今天，其实每一天都有许多天灾人祸的发生。
Today there are many things, whether it's natural disasters or things the disaster caused by human.
还记得在前年在台湾在农历春节小年夜半夜的时候，台南发生了大地震。
So remember a couple of years back in Taiwan, Tainan, just a few days before the New Year's Eve, there was a big earthquake.
17层楼高的大厦竟然倒塌，造成114人死亡，96人受伤的严重的灾难。
So one of this 17-story high-rise building collapsed, and which caused 114 people died and 96 people are injured.
除了天灾人祸之外，也发生了许多生老病死、疾病苦难，在我们每天的生活当中。
So other than this natural disaster or human disaster, there's also things happen in our life too.
你可以仔细想想，在你自己过去的岁月当中。
So you can think about this, what happened in your past.
无论你个人、社会，甚至在教会里，都发生许多令我们难过的时刻。
So whether it's in your personal life or in the societies around you or what happened in the church, the times we were troubled and we feel sad.
有人生病，有人自杀，有最爱亲人的离世。
So be people sick or people commit suicide or your beloved relatives passed away.
夫妻之间，父母跟孩子之间常常都有许多的困难跟矛盾。
And there was a conflict and trouble between wives or between parents and children.
甚至是我们自己面对死亡的压迫。
Or sometimes we face the pressure or the death.
这些苦难常常只能让我们难过、叹息、流泪跟无助。
So these suffering make us sad or weep.
我们所能做的常常都是无言以对，默默接受苦难的折磨。
So very often, all we can do is to silently accept the fate.
但是我们这些相信主耶稣基督人是有福的。
But we are blessed for those who are for us who believe in Christ.
他是有怜悯有恩典的神，必早预备一条出路给我们。
He is passionate and gracious God, and who will prepare a way out for us.
所以我们不害怕，不灰心，现在就开始让我们一起来学习。
So we do not, we are not afraid. We don't lose our heart. We are not discouraged. So let's us learn this today.
因为耶稣在属他的人里，我们能正面的面对苦难。
So because for those who belongs to Christ, belongs to Jesus, we can confront the suffering.
在第七节经文当说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So verse 7, it says that, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
看到经文这能力两个字，就让我想起我看过的一部电影。
So when we see this surpassing power, reminds me of a movie that I saw.
这是星际大战的一部电影，叫《七部曲》。
So this is one of the episode in the Star Wars.
这电影的名字是《原力觉醒》。
So the name of this particular one is called The Force Awakens.
这是 3D 的电影，不知道我们当中有多少人看过。
I'm not sure how many of you have watched this3D movie.
这电影一开始的时候就出现了一个场景，一个捡破烂拾荒的一个女孩子拖着一堆的破烂。
So the beginning of this movie is a girl who is a garbage picker.
可以看出她的生活是很落魄潦倒的样子。
So it looks like she's living in a not too well situation.
这电影的剧情后来就知道有一个黑暗的势力要追捕一位有名的太空武士陆克。
So the story developed. We know that there's the dark force is pursuing a famous Jedi called Skywalker Luke.
这个女孩也。被牵连在当中，一起被追捕逃亡当中。
And Rey was involved in this, so they were pursuing her along with Luke.
在逃亡当中，这个女孩发现她身体里面有一股力量不断的在呼唤着她。
So in this movie, this girl realized that he has that force in him is awakening him. Her, I'm sorry.
后来他就知道这是一个原力的觉醒，他知道自己是很特别的。
So she realized she's actually very special. She's actually very special and has this awakening power.
由于这样的一个力量在她身体不断的在呼唤影响着她，她就从过去落魄潦倒的这样的日子就能够往上，越来越充满着勇气。
So because of this awakening power, she was awakened and transcended to start feeling that power, to use that power.
后来这个女孩她用她自己的这个里面的这个原力，她就能够很有技巧的使用一种剑叫光剑。
So late, because of her ability to use this power, she was able to handle a very powerful weapon called a lightsaber.
这个光剑是非常有能量的。后来瑞就用这个光剑跟正义的势力抵抗那个反抗势力。
So Ray used this power or this skill to help the resistance.
这代表正义的光剑最后终于打败了黑暗势力，恢复了宇宙的和平。
So it brought peace to the world using this lightsaber defeating the dark force.
我不知道你们在看电影的时候会不会心里也会想说，要是我有这个原力在我身体里就好了。
I don't know whether if you watch this movie you'll feel that if I could have that kind of force, the power would be wonderful.
我们一样，这样就可以有这个能力，可以用光剑跟邪恶的势力对抗。
So if we have such power, then we can use that power to resist that evil power.
其实这只是一个电影的幻想，看一看，笑一笑就罢了。
But of course, that's just a movie. So you just don't think too serious about it.
但是今天从这一段经文当中我们可以看到那真真实实莫大的能力，这是出于神的。
But today's passage, the power, the all-surpassing power is real and which is from God.
什么是瓦器？是用泥土所造。
So what is the clay, the jars of clay? They are made of, out of the clay.
用水调一调做成形状之后用火烧印就制成了瓦器。
So it mixed with water, you can make it into different shape, bake it, harden it, so it become the jars.
瓦器是非常普通的用品，本身并不值钱。
The clay jar is a common utensils back then, which is not very expensive.
当它受到外力的压迫之后，就很容易破碎。
Upon hitting by the external force, it can be broken easily.
我们的人其实就像瓦器一样，就像圣经说的，神造人的时候是用地上的尘土所造。
We human are just like the clay jars, just like what our Bible told us, we're made of the earth, made of dust.
所以人的本性本质是脆弱的，无法承担巨大的责任。
So our nature, by nature, we are weak and we cannot carry the big responsibility.
遇到困难跟危险，就很容易丧胆、灰心、失败、放弃，甚至被压碎。
So when we encounter dangers, we often lose our heart, become discouraged, we failed, we give up, and sometimes been crushed or broken.
这经文当中说我们就是指所有的信徒。
The Bible here says we is really referring to all Christians.
这宝贝就是主，指主耶稣基督。主耶稣基督借着圣灵住在我们里面。
So this treasure is talking about Jesus Christ who lives in us with the help, with Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书说岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵住在你们里头吗
So in 1 Corinthians it says that, Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's spirit dwell in your midst
弟兄姐妹们想想看全能圣洁主的同在而且是住在我们里面
So think about this brothers and sisters The holy and almighty God live with us and live in us
而且住在我们里面是一直住在我们里面这是何等的一个恩典荣耀的事情
and what a glorious and things that he lives with us continuously
我不知道你想起来会不会跟我一样有个内心无比的一个震撼神竟然住在我里面
I'm not sure if you are as shocked as I was when I learned that the God actually lives in me.
所以我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，是要显明神莫大的，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So that this the Bible says that this power is in us is from God and not from us.
那什么是这个莫大的能力呢？它能让我们如何？
So what is this all surpassing power? What kind of effect does it have?
它能够让我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
So it helps us to, so that we may be hard pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed.
还记得使徒保罗在传福音的时候，他在使徒在哥林多后书所讲的那一句话。
So remember Paul was preaching the gospel in the 2nd Corinthians he said something like this.
他说我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的。
So he said that we experienced in the province of Asia we under great pressure far beyond our ability to endure, so thatwe despair our life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead.
叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead.
面对刚才我们刚所说的绝望的困境，
So facing this hopeless situation,
我们这瓦器本身的生命是注定失败灭亡的命运。
Our life, such as just like the clay jar, is destined for the failure and destruction.
但从这经文当中，我们只知道我们基督徒跟世人的生命是不一样的。
But from this Bible passage, we know the Christian life is different from the lives of others.
在我们里面的生命有主基督这一个宝贝。
But we know that in our life there's a this treasure, Jesus Christ in us.
叫我们能够像保罗一样，不靠自己，只靠那叫人叫死人复活的神。
So we can that relies on the rely on God who raises the dead.
让我们能够在艰难的困逆境当中仍然能够得以平安，能够面对苦难。
So we can confront the suffering and we can still have that peace while we are facing the tribulation.
弟兄姐妹们，我问你们一个问题。
So let us ask you a question, brother and sister.
我们有这个宝贝放在我们这个瓦器里面吗？
Do you have this treasure in this jar?
我们承认自己是一个软弱的瓦器吗？
Are we, do we acknowledge that we are the weak clay jars?
首先我们要知道我们的瓦器里面放的是什么。
First we have to know what's in that jar.
是你自己的聪明能力和学位吗？
Is your own wisdom or your intelligence or your degree?
是你银行的存款还是你的豪宅？
Is your bank account or your house?
是你父亲的家族的势力吗？
Or is it your family inheritance or power?
是你的漂亮或英俊的脸孔吗？
Is it your pretty or handsome face?
这些就是你最重要的宝贝吗？
Is that your most treasured things?
其实这些都是枉然的，
actually,
没有办法给你这莫大的能力。
Actually, all these are vanity. They cannot bring you the all surpassing power.
因为我们会面对这样的一个困境，是极端的一个困境。
Because one day we'll face an extreme situation that is troubling us.
这样的困境只有一个宝贝可以依靠。
In that situation, there's only one treasure you can rely on.
就是这宝贝主耶稣，因为这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
This treasure is Jesus Christ himself, because this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
所以 一定要谦卑地承认自己不过是瓦器。
So we need to acknowledge that we are nothing but a clay jar in humility.
是软弱的。
We are weak.
你的瓦器才能放入这宝贝主耶稣。
And then you can receive Jesus Christ into this clay jar.
才能显明这莫大能力是出于神。
And then you can show that this all-surpassing power is actually from God.
无论是刚信主的要学习。
Whether you are the new believer that you need to learn about this.
尤其是信主已经很久的更是要学习因为瓦器依然是瓦器。
But for those who believe in Christ for a long time, we need to especially learn about this because we are still the clay jars.
所以我们要越来越谦卑，越来越觉得自己的不配。
So we need to feel more and more that we are not worthy. We need to be humble.
觉得自己是软弱，所以不能依靠自己。
We need to know we are weak, and so we cannot rely upon ourselves.
什么是我们可以确信知道的？
But what are the things that we can be certain of?
是耶稣在我们里面。
That is Jesus Christ, that's Jesus in us.
然而我们要问我们自己，因耶稣在我们里面，面对苦难，我们能做什么？
Then we need to ask us, once Jesus is in us, what we can do when we are facing or confronting the suffering.
我们不需要埋怨。
We need no complaints.
我们不需要失望，不需要逃避。
We need no despair and escape.
我们也不需要怨天尤人。
We need not to blame others.
因为我们能够正面的面对苦难。
Because we can face the suffering, confront the suffering directly.
因为我们里面有耶稣，有耶稣这一个莫大的能力。
Because in us, Jesus is in us, and we have this all-surpassing power in us.
再来，因为耶稣在属他的人里面，我们有能力面对苦难。
And secondly, because Jesus is in his people, then we can have the power to face the suffering.
在这第十节经文上面说，
So in verse 10 it says this.
让我们一起来念这第十节经文。
So let's read together.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。瓦器中这宝贝要显出这莫大的能力，必须要带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
In order to show this great all-surpassing power, we must to carry around the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
所以，什么是这一个莫大的能力呢？
So what is this all-surpassing power?
这一个能力是使耶稣死里复活的能力。
This is the power that raises Jesus Christ from the dead.
这一个能力在我们里面，借着耶稣基督在我们里面。
So this all-surpassing power will be inside of us through Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书告诉我们。
So in Book of Ephesians, it tells us this.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力，让我们一起来读这个以弗所书。
So let's read the book, this passage together.
好，一起来，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐自己的右边。好，下面就请我们一起读。自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，所以我们就可以经历像耶稣一样从死里复活的大能。
So that we can experience the power of that raises Jesus from the dead.
我们就能够脱离罪恶跟死亡的权势。
And then we can escape from the power of the sin and the evil.
这一个大能能够帮助我们能够正面的面对苦难。
This power can help us to confront the suffering.
因为我们连罪恶的权势跟死亡的毒钩都能够脱离，我们还怕苦难吗？
And because even the death, the power of death and sin cannot bind us,
所以我们可以有能力面对苦难。
So that we can confront the suffering.
因为福音本是神的大能，是能够叫耶稣死里复活的大能。世界上没有一个任何的能力比这一个更大。
So the gospel is the power of God, and it is a power that raises dead, and there's no power is greater than this.
刚才提到我们全家在欧洲意大利旅行的时候，
I just mentioned that when we were on vacation in Italy,
我的眼睛视网膜拉伤，
So my retina was teared.
立刻接受紧急的医治，
So I need to be treated right away.
虽然那时候我们人在国外，可是我们全家却感到很平安。
So even though we are all in the foreign land, but all my family feels the peace.
因为他已经在意大利预备了一个医院，还有医生已经努力的在救治。
Because God has prepared the hospital and the doctor who was trying to treat me with great effort.
在当天的时候，我们就从罗马，然后坐高铁来到了米兰。
So we took the train from Rome to Milan.
就好不容易的回到美国治疗。
And then finally we flew back to America for the treatment.
然后在弟兄姐妹介绍，就找到了一个专科的医生。
So with the brother and sister introduced us to a specialist.
后来就知道我视网膜拉伤的原因是因为人老化的关系再加上近视。
The doctor told me the cause of my retinal tear is because of the aging and also because of my myopia.
星期六我们回到美国，星期一跟星期二连续两天我都看了医生。
So the next 2 days after, right after I came back from Italy, I have been seeing the doctor.
医生建议我马上开刀，因为有一些部分充满了血，他没办法做仔细的诊断。
The doctor suggests that I should have the operation right away because my eyes, there's a lot of places were covered by the blood and he couldn't really have a clear diagnosis.
我那时候心里充满了平安。
And I was filled with a peace in my heart.
我就做一个决定，觉得暂时不需要开刀。
So I decided I should not receive that surgery immediately.
星期三我到了祷告会，祷告会弟兄姐妹说，你怎么不听医生的话？
So Wednesday I was in the prayer meeting. The brother and sister asked me, why are you not following the advice of the doctor?
你为什么要自己当医生？
Why do you want to be to play doctor here?
所以星期四我就到医生那里说，真对不起，我应该听你的话。
So Thursday I went back to doctor and say, I'm sorry, I should have listened to you.
可是医生说星期四他不开刀治疗。
But the doctor said, Thursday I'm not doing any surgery.
当他星期五再看我的时候，那个病症，那个积血已经渐渐的变少。
So on Friday, I went to see him again, but the blood was cleared away.
所以我是没有开刀，经过雷射治疗之后就慢慢的恢复。
So I didn't really go through the surgery, and just through some laser treatment, I was gradually recovering from that.
经过这一个经历，让我更加认识到现在的自己不过是一个老化软弱的瓦器。
So through this experience, I come to realize that I'm nothing but a aging and weakened clay jar.
只能更加依靠那叫死人复活的神。
I can do nothing but rely more on God who raises the dead.
不知道弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有同感
？I'm not sure if you feel the same way.
为什么我们能够正面的面对苦难？
What's the reason that we can confront the suffering?
是因为主耶稣在我们里面。
That is because Jesus is in us.
为什么我们有能力面对苦难？
What's the reason that we have the power to confront the suffering?
因为我们里面有耶稣这一个莫大的能力。
Because we have Jesus Christ, that this all surpassing power in us.
这一个能力能够使耶稣死里复活的能力。
This is the power that can raise Jesus from the dead.
这一个能力也必叫我们能够与耶稣一同复活。
And this very same power will help us to resurrect with Jesus Christ one day.
在这一个世界上
，In this world.
还有什么能力能够比这一个能力更大呢？
Is there any other power that is greater than this power?
叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
So that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
因此，在苦难的时候，我们要来到耶稣这里。
So when we are in suffering, we need to come to Jesus.
以耶稣为至宝。
To consider him to be our most precious thing.
他是我们唯一的依靠。
He's our only things that we can rely on.
依靠他使我们能够依靠他那死里复活的能力，让我们能够不只是面对苦难，而且有能力能来面对苦难。
So through that power of his the power of the resurrection, we can confront the suffering and also overcome the suffering.
我们再往下看。
So let's continue.
因耶稣在属他的人里面，我们能够看透苦难。
So because Jesus is in his in Christian, we can look beyond the suffering.
下面这十六、十七、十八节经文。
So let's look at verse 16, 17, and 18 together.
让我们一起来同声念。
So let's read them together.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。所以我们不上胆。
And that's why we do not lose heart.
因为我们好像有两个人。
It's like we actually have are two persons.
外面这一个人在自己里面是会老去的。
And this external appearance, we are wasting away.
这是一个现在进行式。
Which is things happening right now.
是每天自然发生的，渐渐毁坏的。
So this is something happen naturally every day.
但是在我们里面是一个人。
But inside there's another person.
是在基督耶稣里。
That is in Jesus Christ.
却是一天新是一天。
Which is renewed every day.
这是一个被动的现在进行式。
Which is a passive progressive tense.
我们能够日日被更新长大。
So we can be renewed every day and be grown every day.
被我们的主耶稣来更新长大。
So we can be renewed by Jesus Christ and become mature every day.
所以我们不上胆。不灰心。
So we do not lose heart, we do not feel discouraged.
尽管外面的肉体毁坏又如何，因为它本来就是必死的，必毁坏的。
So we care not about our outward experience because they are decaying, they are dying, they are wasting away, they are destined for the destruction.
从上面的分享当中。
So from the sharing we heard, we just learned about.
因为耶稣在属他的人里面，我们有一个能力。
So, people belongs to God, we have a special power.
这能力能够让我们活出基督的生命。
And this power can help us to live out the life of Christ.
耶稣不是单单的在我们里面而已。
So Christ is, Jesus is not only in us.
那是一个死里复活的能力也在我们这个里面。
Not only Jesus is in us, but that power, that, power that can, raise the dead is also in us.
这个能力是什么呢？
What is this power?
这个能力不是只让我们看到世界的时候单单的停留在目前。
This is a power help us not to only look things immediately in front of us.
而是能够看到一个更远的一个永恒。
But help us to see that far away eternity.
如果我们能够看到永恒，
When we can see that eternity,
目前的痛苦就不是一件很重要的事情。
The current suffering become a less important,
也就算不得什么了。
Which is not worthy of considering.
因为这一个永恒是如此的深刻， 历历在目的真实。
Because that eternity is so true and in front of us vividly.
在那里没有痛苦，没有眼泪。
So there's no suffering, there's no tears.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
So no more death, no more moaning, crying, or pain.
启示录二十一章告诉我们。
So in chapter 21, in Revelation, it tells us.
因为那里是新天新地，圣城耶路撒冷。
But that's the New Jerusalem, the Holy City.
有黄金城，金金的街道。
So the city of gold with pure gold street.
好像是透明的玻璃，墙也是碧玉做的。
So the wall is like made of jasper, and the street is as pure as gold, as glass.
更重要的是，神要与我们同住。
But more importantly is that God will live with us, will be present there.
这样的新天新地是我们的心所切切向往的。
That new world is what we desire and long for.
就算我们今日在苦难当中，
Even today we may be in the suffering.
因这苦难，即使我要死的话，
Even if I have to die due to this suffering,
我还是可以不害怕，因为有一个更加美好的天家在等待着我。
I will not be afraid because I know there is a better home waiting for me.
就好像我们在国内在过春节的时候。
So just like we are at home when we are going back for this spring, going back for the New Year, Chinese New Year.
我们常常要回家，然后坐火车，要坐二十个、三十个小时的火车才能到家里。
And sometimes we need to take a train for 20-30 hours in order to get home.
其实这是非常辛苦的。
Actually, that is very tiring.
可是当他想到这二十个三十个小时之后就可以看到家人。
So, but when you think about after this 23 hours, you will be able to see your relatives or families.
这是多么美好的一件事情
，which is such a wonderful thing.
他就会轻看这一个辛苦
，and we will we will not consider this is a great trouble.
这个辛苦就变得像自战自清，好像我们今天的题目一样，苦尽甘来。
So if this tiring things become momentary, and just like what the topic we have today is at the end of this suffering, the sweetness comes.
用另外一个角度来看
，So if we look at this from a different angle,
我们必须经过这一个辛苦，才能与家人团聚。
We need to go through this suffering in order to meet up with our family.
这是一个辛苦，是必须的。
And this is a required suffering.
但是我们知道它是很自战自清的。
But we know that is light and momentary.
因为我们有一个美好真实的一个盼望。
Because we have a beautiful and real hope.
所以我们这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
And we know that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighed them all.
曾经有一位牧师。
So there's a pastor, there was a pastor.
有一天他去医院探望一位病危的弟兄。
So one day, he visited a brother who is dying.
问他说，弟兄，你害怕吗？
So he asked him, Brother, are you afraid?
弟兄回答说，一点也不。
This brother answered, No, not at all.
他说，牧师啊，这二三十年来，你不断用圣经，用神的话，不断的在喂养我，我岂会害怕？
So he said to the pastor, saying, Pastor, you have been feeding me with the word of God, and for the last 23 years, why should I be afraid?
我知道，虽然我马上就要见主，可是却是好的无比。
Though he said, though I know that I will be seeing God, and that is beautiful, that is better than anything else.
接着还和牧师一起讨论关于追思礼拜的设置还有诗歌的安排。
And then he discussed what should be in the memorial service and what hymns to sing during that service.
我们看到这莫大的能力显明在我们的弟兄的身上，他能够坦然的无惧面对死亡。
So we can see that this all surpassing powers is in the heart of this brother and that he can face the death without fear.
同样的，今天保罗在这里也是用神的话来喂养我们。
So in the same way, Paul is feeding us with the word of God.
让我们不害怕苦难，不害怕死亡。
So we can be fearless toward the suffering and toward the death.
因为我们有这莫大的能力在我们里面。
Because we have such all surpassing power in us.
即使面对死亡，我们还是可以不害怕，而且是坦然无惧的面对。
So we don't have to be afraid even facing death. We can be fearless to face that.
弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我不知道你们今天是否在苦难当中。
I'm not sure who are in this suffering right now.
是否身体在身的重病
？Whether you have the illness with you.
甚至你现在正在面对死亡
or you are facing death right now.
或是人生有一个巨大过不去的一个挫折
or you are in a setback that you cannot overcome.
或是有一个回不头的一个巨大的压力压在你的心里
or something you don't think you can recover from, a great pressure that is crushing you.
但是你不要害怕，因为你已经相信了主耶稣基督。
But don't be afraid, because you have believed in Jesus.
我们面对这样的苦难，我们不需要埋怨，不需要失望。
We do not have to complain or be disappointed when we are facing suffering.
不需要怨天尤人，因为耶稣基督在我们里面。
We need not to complain or blame others because Jesus Christ is in us.
我们能够正面的面对苦难。
So we can confront the suffering.
不但如此，我们还有能力来面对这个苦难。
Not only that, we also have that power to overcome the suffering.
因为我们里面有耶稣这一个莫大的能力。
Because we have this all-surpassing power of Jesus in us.
这个能力能够使耶稣死里复活的能力。
This is the power that raises Jesus Christ from the dead.
这个能力今天也一样的安慰、保守、带领我们。
This is the very same power continuously to comfort us, to help us, and keep us safe.
因为耶稣在属他的人里
Because when Jesus is in us, who belongs to him,
我们还能够看透这个苦难
And we can also see beyond this suffering.
因为苦难都变得自暂自轻
Because all this suffering become light and momentary.
多么大的苦难都变得只是一个暂时性的
All this great, whatever the great suffering you have, they are nothing but the momentary trouble.
而且这自战自轻的苦难能让我们看到一个更远的一个永恒。
And because of this trouble, the momentary trouble, it help us to see the eternity.
而且这个永恒是如此的一个真实在我们的心中。
And this eternity is so real in our heart.
目前的痛苦就不是很重要的事情。
So the current troubles they cannot outweigh this.
因为有一个更加美好的家乡正等待着我们。
Because even there is a far better home waiting for us.
好，那我们现在就一起来做个结束祷告。
So let us to have a concluding prayer now.
我们在天上的父
Dear Heavenly Father
我们感谢你不断地用你的话语你的经文来鼓励我们
We thank you for you continuously to encourage us using the word of God
而且你也保证这样的应许
And you have assured us with such great promise
你必与我们同在
You will be with us
好了我们跟世人的生命不一样
So that we have a life that is different from the world
我们瓦器有你这 至宝的宝贝在我们当中。
We have this greatest treasure in us that is nothing but a clay jar.
求你带领我们往前行。
Help us and lead us journey on.
让我们人生能够活出美好的生命。
So we can live out a beautiful life in this world.
永远能够成为你的见证。
I become the witness for you.
我们这样祷告、祈求、感恩，都是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray and give thanks to you is by the victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.